The following program has been paid for by TD Touchpoints. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KFYI or iHeartMedia. This is the Carol Royce Real Estate Radio Show on News Talk 550 KFYI.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is Carol Royce. I am your host here every single Sunday afternoon, and I am in the studio today with Vicki Royce Middlebrook and Joshua Collum. Vicki, are you having a great weekend?
Having a great weekend. What an amazing weekend. And you know, last night we had
the gala.
Blast at the gala for Save the Family.
We did, and raised a lot of money, Joshua, for Save the Family Foundation. And Josh, why do we love Save the Family Foundation?
Save the Family has been huge at just helping with the homelessness issue that we have here in the East Valley. I mean, a majority of the people that they're helping are female vets with kids, so they've been an awesome organization to support. And they really just help them get back on their feet.
Yeah.
So we support them wholeheartedly.
We absolutely do. And again, wonderful time at the gala last night. I think they raised a lot of money, which will go to help save homeless families in Maricopa County. And so we stand with Save the Family. Vicki, you know, we're going to talk a little bit today about our real estate market. We're going to talk about the high-end market, of course. That's the luxury division. And on the Carol Royce team, that is the division, Vicki, that you actually oversee. You are the expert on the Carol Royce team in high-end properties. What's going on in our high-end market today?
Well, yeah, I'm going to dive into the high-end market, but in general, the entire market, real estate market here in the Valley, it is hot. It is as hot as our Phoenix Suns right now.
Yeah.
So you're going to want to stay tuned to this show today because we're going to be educating you on what's currently happening here in the Valley of the Sun. But regarding the luxury market, this week's luxury report, all data is compiled from the Arizona Regional Multiple List Service servicing Maricopa and Pinal counties. Currently, Carol and Josh, there's 685 luxury homes for sale priced from $1 million to a high of $30.6 million. That's just not enough inventory.
It's not enough.
Market.
No.
The current average price luxury for sale home that's listed for sale, $3.26 million.
Boy, that number's up, Vicki.
It's up drastically, with days on market averaging 101 days. Under contract, in escrow, these homes have buyers on them. There's 870 homes in escrow right now, priced from $1 million to a high of $22.5 million. The average price luxury home in escrow with buyers on them, $2.2 million, with days on market averaging 73 days. Now, let's take a look at what sold closed escrow. These buyers now have the keys to their new home. We had 112 homes close in our MLS since last week's show. That is a great number.
Mm-hmm.
Closed escrow priced from $1 million to a high of $13.7 million. The current average price sold luxury home in our valley right now is averaging $1.98 million with average days on market 57 days. Since the first of the year, we've already had 626 luxury homes closed escrow, the highest priced year to date, just under $15
million. You know, Vicki, kind of reminds me of an iceberg. Right? Mm-hmm. Because on an iceberg, Josh, there's more under the water, correct, than you can actually see above the water. So while we had over 600 luxury homes.
685 luxury homes are on the market for sale right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. All right. And how many are under contract?
870.
All right. So Josh, let's think of this iceberg. So we have 870 luxury homes under contract. If we had more inventory, that number would probably be more like 1,600 or 2,000 under contract. Because it's like, again, you've got to picture it like this. We have to live by the numbers of properties that are on the market.
It just goes to show you how big demand is out there.
It is unbelievable right now. So there really, Vicki, in your opinion, are there enough properties on the market to satisfy the needs of so many buyers in Maricopa and Pinal County?
No, there's just not enough homes on the market. And, you know, there's all kinds of reports out there. I you know, I was listening myself to the news on 550 this week, and they were talking about, you know, the supply chain with the home builders, and the home builders are behind months on getting homes built right now because they simply can't get cabinets and fixtures, or it might be just, you know, a hinge that they're waiting on, something
amazing,
silly, or a hook that they can't build the final product. And so with that said, the builders are behind, and we need those buyers or those builders actually to be ahead, not behind, because we're still behind in home building from when the Great Recession hit for the amount of people that need housing.
Exactly. And, you know, Josh, what happens is once the builders get behind, it's really hard for them to catch up. Because I can remember, Josh, back in the day, and I want to say 4 years ago, when you went into new construction, Vicki, how long did they quote you for a house?
Oh, 4 months,
Four months. If you go into new construction today, what are they quoting you?
Oh, some are at 2 years, some are at a year. Some are saying, you know, it's all going to depend. We're not sure, but we're going to target at this time. But, you know, it just depends on what kind of supplies we can get.
So going from 4 months to delivering an end product, a home for a consumer to move into, to 18 months to 2 years. Yeah, Josh, you can just see that there is a tremendous backlog. And, you know, when you take a look at the Census Bureau and the stats that came out of the Census Bureau report just recently, how many people are moving into Maricopa and Pinal County? You know, we're hearing over 200 a day. Those people need a place to live.
Exactly. There's just not enough homes out there. At some point, builders might catch on and start to build more. But I know there's so many external forces like contractors, shortage, lumber, et cetera. So, you know, a lot of the lack of inventory is driving these prices up, which is nice to sellers. But like you said, the buyers are definitely not.
No, it's hard for the buyers to keep up. So, yeah, there's just a lot of things at play here. And I think, Vicki and Josh, one of the things that we're going to see next month, March, is the feds have said, yes, we are going to raise the interest rates. That might not get to housing immediately, but it will get to mortgage rates, correct?
It will.
It will get to mortgage rates.
You're already seeing rates start to go upwards, not downwards. And we're seeing some different types of loan programs out there to help people with those loan rates. But
I want to say, too, though, you know, it's not all negative. There's still hope. There is a glimmer of hope out there. And here's what it is. How many buyers did you say now have the keys to their home?
Oh, in that luxury price point?
Yes. How many, you said?
Since the start of the year.
626 luxury home buyers have the keys to their home. And these are just what's in our MLS. There are some sales that happen outside of MLS as well. So not every sale is recorded, but that's a lot for luxury. We started this new year off with record-breaking numbers.
We did. So over 600 people were able to secure a high-end home. Mm-hmm. So it's not a lost cause, Josh. So don't throw up your hands. Don't throw in the towel. Don't get too frustrated. Let us help you because there are sales happening.
There are. I will say that when we are in low inventory like this, you're really going to want to link up with an awesome realtor or company that can structure these offers. That way yours do get accepted and you make it to the closing table, because there are a lot of factors in play. So definitely reach out to the Carol Royce team, 480-776-5231.
That's very good, Josh. And, you know, so we are finding homes for our high-end home buyers. As a matter of fact, tomorrow we're showing several in that $5 million range in North Scottsdale to one of our buyers. And so far, we've been able, Vicki, to see some houses that could really work for them that they like. We haven't found the home yet, but there are transactions. There are sales taking places. Buyers are getting into homes.
That's right. Of course,
sellers are selling them, right, Josh?
Mm-hmm.
There's no indication that that's going to slow down or stop between now and at least July of 2022. Would you agree?
I'd agree. It looks like we're moving full speed ahead.
Yeah, I don't see the market changing very much today, Vicki.
We're not seeing it change very much today, other than we are still seeing pricing that's trending upwards. We are getting a lot of calls from our listeners, folks just like you, that are saying, you know, we want to time this market and we feel like timing might be good now to meet with you and start getting prepared for the next 90 days. And maybe you're in that boat. Maybe you think things might change next year or the year after, and you want to get prepared for that. Reach out to the Carol Race team today, because we're meeting with a lot of folks just like you who kind of want to time the market. And maybe they're looking at retirement, moving out of state to be closer to the grandkids, downsizing, going
that.
To that adult 55-plus community, or getting out of that two-story home and getting into the single family. We're seeing all kinds of things, or golf course, waterfront properties, mountain views.
Well, here's a message I want to leave. Yes, we are. And here's the good news. We are finding homes.
Yes.
For anybody that wants to buy one. It takes a little longer, Josh. You've got to have some patience there. And when you see the right house, you need to move on it, right?
Yeah. And I mean, like you said, it's a competitive market, but we are finding homes.
We are.
They're out there. Don't get discouraged. We can help you find the one for you. We've got great lending sources if you need those. Otherwise, again, we know how to structure the offers to make sure that you will secure the right one.
And again, whether you're a high-end home seller, home buyer, or you're under that $1 million, we can help you, Vicki.
That's right. The great thing with working with the Carol Race team is we've always said this, Carol. Carol has the key to unlock the home inventory. We have no new inventory coming on daily at the Carol Race team. So we can probably put you and match you to one of our home sellers today. So you are listening to the Carol Race Real Estate Show right here on 550 KFYI. We're here with you every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. Remember, your home sold guaranteed or Carol will buy it for cash. Pick up the phone. Give Carol a call today. She'd love to talk with you. 480-776-5231. Or you can always go to carolhasthebuyers.com. That's carolhasthebuyers.com and start packing.
And the other thing too, Josh, if they've missed any of our radio shows, they can always do what to get to our podcasts?
Yeah, you can go on our website, carolroyceteam.com, and in the button in the top right corner, it says podcast. You can click there if you missed anything.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Royce, and I am your host here every single weekend. And, of course, we're coming to you from the beautiful KFYI studios. And, you know, one of the things I like to say, Josh, whose chair am I sitting in?
James T. Harris.
James T. Harris. And then in the afternoon, whose chair am I sitting in, Vicki? Mike Russell. So see, a little bit of that glab and glamour kind of just comes off on me. It just kind of sloughs off on me. So just want you guys to know that I'm sitting in Mr. James T. Harris's chair right now, bringing you all kinds of good information on our local Arizona real estate market. So Vicki, in just a little bit, we're going to get into a conversation about the middle class in America. And this just isn't Phoenix, but of course we will include Phoenix in this. But right now what I wanted to say, and as we left our last segment, we said that if you want to buy a house, you need to contact us because we do have quite a few properties.
Right, absolutely.
In various stages. Some of them, the sellers are getting new carpet in, they're painting, they're cleaning up the landscape, they're doing whatever. But in various stages. And again, I want you to talk about two or three of those properties that, you know, that we could show right now. If you're interested in buying something, we've got it for you to look at.
Yeah, I mean, we have an awesome home. Actually, this is a high-rise condo loft in the downtown Phoenix area. It's at 1 Lexington Avenue, and this is an amazing one-bedroom, but it's spacious. And when I say spacious, it's got the family room. It has the large area to put the table. It has an area you can put a desk, and then you've got the spacious one-bedroom, two patios.
I like that. Nice views.
And you're looking
downtown.
Over the pool. Mm-hmm. You've got the workout gym. Mm-hmm. You have the community areas within the high rise and the concierge service. But this is a stunning, modern take place for $375,000.
That's a bargain price.
Yeah, a lot of people are really excited about these urban kind of lofty apartment style units. And so it's great that we have that kind of inventory. I'm excited to see it myself.
Yeah, I am too, Josh, although I can't see myself living in that kind of an atmosphere. I more want to get out into the backyard and plant trees and plant flowers and do those kinds of things. So I'm more hands-on.
Yeah, I could see that for you. But there's a lot of folks that, you know, they're tired of the yard. They want to go live in this type of environment where, you know, you pull into your parking garage, you go right into your building, and you're just in an amazing high-rise with a lot of amenities.
Well, concierge service could be nice. Hey, could you make dinner reservations for me, please?
That, and there's just so many restaurant options down there. I mean, Phoenix has really started to expand their culinary scene and the nightlife. So it's been exciting to see all that growth.
That's right.
And then I know, Vicki, that you just put another higher-end home on the market.
That's right. This one's over in the South Tempe area, over in Warner Estates. It's 1404 East Los Arbolos Drive in Tempe. And this house is amazing. It's listed for sale at $1,050,000. And it's a four-bedroom, two-bath, just under 3,000 square feet. But it has a lot of upgrades, Carol.
It does. It's a very nice home.
Fireplace in the master bedroom, fireplace in the family room. But it's
redone kitchen.
Oh, yeah. It's updated. Yeah. And you have a great kitchen with a kitchen island. You can enjoy eating, entertaining family and friends in that kitchen.
You know what's neat, too, Josh, is that zip code. So about a half a block away, it's Postino's, a great little wine bar, right? Mm-hmm. And then another nice little locally owned restaurant. And so, I mean, literally within two blocks, you've got about everything you need right there.
Yeah, all the stores and shopping you're not far off from. Mm-hmm. It's a great community. And I mean, I love South Tempe. I've grown up between here and Chandler, and I love the mature trees and all of that. Mm-hmm. It's a nestled, nice little community.
Well, I like the wine bars, Josh.
That too.
And it sits on an awesome size lot, Carol, where you can go out and you can entertain in that backyard. It has a swimming pool. It has the spa in ground, but a lot of great amenities.
When you were talking about that the other day, you said, look at this kitchen. What a great place to bake cookies. Did you ever bake those cookies?
I did not.
But you did not bake those cookies. I'm just asking. All right. And what else do you have?
You know, coming up later in the show, we're going to talk about some other properties.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, we do want to get to this. You know, I do want to say this, and I hate to bring negative information, but this is not necessarily positive or negative. This is the fact. This is what's going on in our country today. And, you know, I'm an avid reader of the Wall Street Journal, and here's the headline, and it just broke my heart. Middle class gets priced out of homes. Josh, what it says is if you are a wage earner and your earnings are between $75,000 and about $150,000, you could be priced out of buying a home because home prices have gone up so fast in certain areas. And our Phoenix area is one of those areas where the prices have gone up so fast that you, the homeowner now, because most lenders want to see that you spend no more than 30% of your income on housing, right?
Right. You know, there is.
And so with the prices going up, now you throw into that mix, Josh and Vicki, interest rates going up. It's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah, there's several factors, debt to income, the appreciating interest rates. I mean, it's all becoming a very expensive situation. Many people out there who aren't in homes already, if they're renting, they're going to find that making that entryway into home ownership is becoming a lot harder. The stepping stone to doing so is definitely getting a lot larger.
And yet the sad thing is their payment would be lower owning the house than it would be paying the rent. And building wealth in America, the fastest way to do it is we know is through home ownership.
Definitely. I mean, when you take a look at the amount of equity that a lot of people just aren't receiving because they are renting, it's sad when they could be owning. But again, with it becoming harder to get into home ownership now, I'm sad that there's so many people not taking advantage of that.
I just want our listeners, Carol and Josh, I want them, if you're hearing this show today and you have somebody in your life that maybe you've given them some advice, hey, don't buy now. The market could go down. It may go down, but right now we know that qualification can be easier today than what it could be in the future, possibly with rates going up. So the advice I would give is have them start and go out and buy that home now.
Absolutely.
Because if prices do continue to go up this year.
And we see that they are.
And then let's say we do see a price reduction or correction in the future. We don't know how drastic that would be. And if it's not much, it could be that they're spending more money in 2 years on a house than what they would have spent today.
Well, the time is now. Here's what we know. This could get further and further out of hand and further and further out of reach for many middle Americans. And that typically is a husband and wife with two children, right? And so a cat and a dog, right? So they need to get into home ownership so that they can start to build equity. It's never a good time, Vicki. I'm going to piggyback on what you said. Don't sit out the market because you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring.
That's right.
Don't sit out the market. Do not look back 2 years from now, Josh, and say, I remember when I heard Carol say that home ownership is getting harder and harder for middle America, and I should have done something then.
Yeah, and I mean, we don't know what the market's going to do. We don't have that crystal ball, unfortunately. But historically, we always see that the value of home ownership does go up. So even if the market were to go down, if you hold on to that house for 10 years or so, you're going to see the value there and then some. And that's not to say that you have to live in the house those 10 years. You could rent it out. I mean, you've got options there.
Well, you know, Vicki, I heard you on last week's show, and here's something that you said that I thought was very important. You said that to get into home ownership, you might have to compromise a little bit.
You always
especially
have to
if it's your first home. You might want to compromise just a little bit because, you know, you might not get everything, right, Josh?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to fit everything that a buyer wants on their list, especially if they are a first-time home buyer. But at least you're stepping into building wealth. And from there, you can. It's really easier to segue one house into another versus just trying to buy maybe your perfect dream home right off the bat.
Right. And so get into that house. Maybe do a little sweat equity. Maybe add some new flooring. Maybe do some interior or exterior painting. Maybe put in some countertops. And Vicki, when we talk about those things, we're not talking hundreds of thousands of dollars.
No, we're not at all. But here's the deal. For the folks that own homes, which is most of our listeners, I would say, they have equity in their home.
They do.
So let's say they decide to sell their home today and they decide they want to make a move in a year to another home. We have a lot of clients doing that. They're okay because they have that equity in their house. But for the person that needs to start and build and buy that first house, that's the folks where we're looking at and going, you need to get into this
ownership. Get into the game.
Because it's going to get more and more difficult, we
Amen.
Believe.
Yes.
And I think the banks over time, you know, we're seeing inflation, we're seeing all these things. I think they will tighten up on financing.
Oh, absolutely.
Over time as rates go up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see that happening. One thing that I know is that a lot of my millennial peers, they really want to start getting into home ownership. For them, though, they might not have the funds in hand, and so a lot of them have been receiving gifts from family.
Yes.
There's ways that we can get you on track to being ready to buy your first home. So if you know someone who maybe is younger and wants to buy a home, or you've got a grandkid or what yeah. have you, we can help them.
Absolutely. Well, you can do conventional financing with as little as 5% down. Now, you need good credit, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. You need good credit, and you do need credit. A lot of our younger people don't have much in the way of credit. But, you know, we work with Nexa Mortgage, and they've got so many programs. They've got several first-time home buyer programs, and give us a call, 480-776-5231. Vicki, we don't want to see our friends, families, and listeners priced out of home ownership in the United States of America.
No, it's important to us at the Carol Race team. We want to help you and educate you. And we know that when we give you advice here on the Carol Race radio show every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m., that you're going to make the wise decision. So give us a call today at 480-776-5231, or you can always go to highestprice.com. When we come back after the short break, we're going to continue talking about our local Arizona real estate market. You're going to want to stay tuned because mm-hmm. there's some important stuff coming up in the show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Royce. I am your host here every single Sunday afternoon. And I will say, Vicki, I had a crazy week last week.
You did.
I did. I got a new knee.
You did.
I got a new knee. The old knee just wasn't doing the job anymore.
But what I'm shocked is how fast you rebounded.
Yeah,
I mean,
I
you're
know.
Out, you're working, you're doing yeah, all kinds of things. You're in studio, you're doing the show.
Yeah.
So you're meeting with clients. It's awesome.
It really is, because you can't keep a good person down, right?
That's right.
Try as you may, I just keep springing back up. Josh, have you just kind of noticed that about me? I just spring up again?
Yes, very tenacious.
Right, good. Hey, we've been talking a lot about our Arizona, Maricopa County real estate. And, you know, what we've said and what you all have experienced out there is the lack of inventory is driving the prices up. Mm-hmm. the lack of inventory is making some buyers do some things that, you know, that we think maybe they shouldn't do. For instance, and I'll just say this, you know, we're seeing some contracts come across and the buyer is waiving the home inspection. Our team says for your protection, get a home inspection. If you want to shorten it down or if you want to say a few things in there about that, but we don't know, looking at that house, how good the roof is, how good the foundation is, how good the electrical is, the plumbing, right, Josh? We don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to waive your appraisal or your inspection contingency, but as a buyer, you should always know what you're getting into, even if you don't plan to have the seller do anything in regards to that inspection.
But at least know.
Yeah.
Because our good friend Paul Stratton with Stratton Home Inspections said that the other day when we had him in our office. He said, you know, at least have your buyers do the inspection. They can waive any repairs that they want to. They can shorten it down from the contractual typical 10 days to 5 days if they want to be more competitive on that purchase contract. But Vicki, at the Carol Royce team, there are some ways that you can write these purchase contracts to get our buyers in the houses.
To be aggressive.
Without giving up any of the buyer's rights.
That's right, because, you know, I was just meeting with someone recently, and they were talking about some structural issues that they were dealing with on a home. And so you don't know if that home is going to have some issues or not just by walking in quickly and seeing that home. I would say that the average buyer, when they're out looking at homes, they're probably in that house less than 5 minutes.
Probably.
Than the home that they buy.
I know.
You know, every once in a while you're in the house longer, so maybe you would say, hey, we were in the house 30 minutes. But if you're looking at a whole bunch of homes in a day, you might be in that house 5 minutes and then go, you know what? After looking at the homes, that's the house I want.
And they're basing that on an emotional appeal. They're basing that on floor plan, on amenities, on upgrades, on the lot, on where the lot is. But not necessarily, even though, Josh, we do get a copy of the seller property disclosure.
Yeah, and that'll disclose and shed some light as to the home situation. But here's what I want to say. Even if you're looking at a house that has been completely renovated and looks brand new and move-in ready, there could still be latent issues there that you're not aware of. And, you know, one thing that I know is that water is a huge issue for a lot of these home inspections. I saw a home where the shower had been redone, fully renovated, all of that. And there was still a pretty big leak. They had their thermal cam. They could sense all of that. And over time, that's going to be a huge issue to
any. You've got mold. You've got all sorts of things there. And many times, those entire showers have to be torn out, Vicki. The whole darn shower. I know I dealt with that in one of my rentals.
Yeah.
Little tiny water leak, and it cost me $15,000 to repair it.
You just don't know. So moral of the story is, you should always get a home inspection instead of waiving that. If you are going to waive it, just understand the risk that you could be dealing with a lot more added expense that are unknown that you won't find out until you're actually living in the house or if you decide to put a tenant.
But I think, Vicki and Josh, my point is there are some things that we can do to position our buyers to be able to write a really strong contract without giving up some of the things that the buyer would want to see.
Definitely.
Termite inspection, home inspection. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've won some contracts with buyers where, you know, there were multiple offers and we won just because we did have a shorter inspection window. Mm-hmm. So there's all sorts of ways that we can structure these to put you in the best possible light. Mm-hmm. And we're happy to do that.
And the reason we're talking about the buyer side right now is because many of our listeners, you refer us to friends and families, coworkers, or yourself. But we do have a lot of you that call us and we sell your home and then you need a new home to go to. So then we're out looking at whether it's new construction or we're looking at resale. And even when we sell a new home that the builder just built, we still recommend
absolutely
a home inspection.
Absolutely.
Because there's all kinds of things. I get, you know, we'll get listeners who will call us out, Carol and Josh. Maybe they bought that house two years ago from a builder. Buyer does a home inspection, and they're shocked with how many things are on that list that the builder would have or should have covered in that 1 year time frame had they done a home inspection.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the builders are scrambling. They're doing the best they can out there with the labor shortage, with the shortage of supplies and the supply chain issue. So they're doing the best they can, but there are a lot of things in a frenzied market like this that get missed. Vicki, we lived in a frenzied market like this, 04 and 05, remember, in portions of 06, and houses were going up so fast that, again, once our buyers got in, and if they elected not to do a home inspection, there were a lot of items that came up on that house, from roofing to plumbing to electrical.
Yeah, absolutely. There's all kinds of stories we hear where folks get into these new homes and the mm-hmm. plumbing was never connected on the two-story in the tub, and
yeah.
the kids turn the tub on and the water comes down the ceiling.
So let us
so
guide
we've heard
you.
All kinds of
yeah.
fun stories out there.
I don't think that's fun.
No.
Let us guide you through this. You know, we are the experts, Josh. We are the professionals. We know how to navigate these choppy waters. We know how to sit down with you. And I would say that Vicki, I would think that about 65% of our home sellers are also home buyers.
Absolutely, they are.
They are. So we can help you in the sale of your home and to get you top dollar and the very highest price. But then we can also help you navigate out there into the supply shortage of homes on the market. Right, Josh?
Definitely. And we can do that many ways in which we can either do a simultaneous close where you close on one house and the other on the same day, making that a smooth transition.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or we have tons of programs that allow you to stay in your home. So we have the options here. Whatever your family's needs are, whatever you're looking to do, we can help.
You know, Vicki, we have access to a program whereby if you've got a home to sell and you have equity in that home and you want to go buy first to make sure you've got a home, we can advance the cash from your primary residence so that you can go buy the new home cash and non-contingent. I can't go into that here because there's some details there. But if that is something that sounds interesting to you, and Josh, we've helped so many people do that because now they're making a cash non-contingent offer on their new home. Once they get into that new home, Vicki, then we come back and we sell the existing home.
Correct. The other cool thing, Carol and Josh, is we've just added to that. Let's say you're a first-time home buyer.
Yeah.
You got to go through the qualification, which is not difficult, but we can also have that cash advance to you. So now you go compete with all the cash offers out there.
There you go.
Because it's hard when you're that first-time home buyer and you're competing against all these investor cash offers, and now we can make your offer positioned just like theirs.
That is so very true. You know, Vicki, I was showing a house the other day to a gentleman. He and his wife were in from London, England. They've been in the States for about 5 years, working in New York and now transferred to the greater Phoenix area. And he was looking at rentals. And when I looked at his income, I said, why are you looking at rentals? You could certainly buy a home. And he said, well, I don't have a $300,000 down payment saved. And I went, wait a minute.
You don't need it.
Neither. Who does? You don't need that kind of a down payment. You can actually get in to a home 5%, 10%, 15%, 20%, whatever. But you've got some real options there. And so you know what, Josh? He just talked himself out of a rental, and now he's sitting over at Nexa Mortgage getting pre-qualified, and he's going to go out and be a home buyer.
That's awesome. I mean, there's so many people moving here who I think, mm-hmm. you know, they don't understand that our real estate process might be a little different from where they're at,
mm-hmm.
And that it could be cheaper and easier to get into home ownership. So if that's you and you're sitting on the fence, we're here to help.
That is so very true. So I'm really excited for them because they said living in London, there was no way they could be into home ownership. It's just too expensive and it's so difficult. But, you know, when you're here, when you're in Maricopa County, if you've got good credit, it's not that difficult to get into home ownership, Vicki.
Right. It's not. And that's one thing that we wish for all of our listeners, that whether it's yourself, your family, or, you know, a coworker that you're mentoring, have them reach out to the Carroways team because we can educate them. And you know what I like about Nexa Mortgage, when they talk to the Carroways team, our clients, they always say, if by chance it's not today, they put you on a plan and set goals with you for when the time is right. Just like Josh had that dream to own a home.
Mm-hmm.
And when he first started the process, he wasn't quite ready. He needed a little more things established in his life. And the next thing I know, Josh, you were meeting those goals and those deadlines for what they had mapped out for you.
Definitely. I mean, one thing that I didn't know back then was just that your debt to income ratio had to be at a certain level. And so I had some debt to take care of initially. My credit was fine, but once I paid that off, I was actually able to qualify and do all these things and actually secure a home. So,
and looking back, aren't you glad you did?
So glad. I mean, I've always talked about the appreciation that I've seen in my house, and it's been staggering.
Hey, you have been listening to the Carol Race Real Estate Show. Carol, Vicki, and Josh and I are here with you every single Sunday afternoon. There's no other place we'd rather be, right?
Right.
Than
absolutely.
Right here with you guys. Vicki, take us out because we're going to go to break, but we're going to come back and talk about that under a million market.
Yeah. You are listening to the Carol Race Real Estate Show right here on 550 KFYI. We're here with you every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. Remember, your home sold guaranteed, or Carol will buy it for cash. Pick up the phone. Give us a call today at 480-776-5231 or go to highestprice.com. We're going to be right back after this short break. You're going to want to stay tuned and hear what's going on.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Royce, and I'm your host here every single Sunday afternoon. And Josh, it's a pretty nice day out there. A little cooler, but a pretty darn nice day.
I know. We got a little warm there for a bit. Now it's starting to feel like winter again.
I know. And you know what? I'm okay with that. Are you okay with that?
I'll take it. I'm not used to or not ready for the heat yet.
We're not ready for that. No, 660 sounds pretty good to me, but 80 is not bad either. So there, I've covered both ends of it.
It seems like every year, right around this time when we have Super Bowl, mm-hmm. we have the Waste Management Open, and all these people come into town, it feels like our weather tries to get, you know, a little warmer to show these people how awesome our state is. And then it cools down a bit because February can be one of our colder months.
Mm-hmm, I know, but this has been a pretty darn nice February. Hey, listen, we're here every single weekend. The purpose of our show is to bring you updated, current real estate information in Maricopa and Pinal County. I did meet last week, Josh, with some people from Fountain Hills, and I don't know why they do this, Vicki, but they interviewed 6 real estate agents. I don't know why. Just call the best. Save yourself all that time. Just call Carol Royce. But anyway, she called me back and she said, wow, Carol, what a difference after meeting you and your team. And you had all of the stats. You know what the market has done year to date. Mm-hmm. You know what the market is going to be doing because you project, you study, and you trend the market. And that's really important for us because we're not ready to sell today.
Yeah, no, I mean, week after week, we're looking at the market for this show and mm-hmm. for you listeners. And so I find that there's a lot of agents out there who, you know, have a general idea of what the market's doing. They know that we're in low inventory, but beyond that, they can't tell you the facts and figures.
We trend the pricing. We trend days on market. We trend the entire market from that lowest price unit that you could find on the market to the most expensive right now, which is $33.6 million. So we trend that entire market on a weekly basis. So when you talk with us, Josh, you're talking with knowledgeable professionals that can advise you.
Exactly. And I mean, beyond just knowing the facts and figures, we take a look at your home, and if there's anything that needs to be done, we're here to educate you and let you know. I mean, you're in the captain's seat and get to make those decisions, but we're the team that's best looking after your best interests.
So true.
By doing this research every single week on the Carol Royce Real Estate Show, we want our listeners to be educated. We want you to be ahead of what's going
Absolutely.
On out there in the marketplace. And it's always awesome when we get to come sit in your living room or and talk with
it
you.
It is so much fun.
About mm-hmm. what's going on in our local market and breaking it down to what's mm-hmm. going on in your city to your neighborhood, because it is micro markets here in the Valley. But what's great is to hear the feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say back to us, and I know Josh hears it, Carol hears it, I hear it. You know, we were listening on the show the other day and you mentioned this. It's just so awesome to hear how educated you're getting. And that's why we do this show. We want people in the Valley to really understand what's going on in our local Arizona real estate market, because we're different than what's happening in LA, New York, Chicago, DC. We are the Valley. We're the awesome Valley, but things are just a little different.
Well, that's so very true. And again, when you have the right information, and you know what? Information in a tight market like this is critical. You know, you would think that every house sells. Vicki, that isn't the case.
That's right.
Over 7,000 houses in 2021 did not sell. They canceled. They expired. So not every house sells. Even in a market, Josh, that's flamed by the fuels that this one is, which is intensity. There just aren't that many houses.
I know there's a misconception out there that, you know, if a house is a sign in the yard, it's going to sell. But that's just time and effort and potentially money wasted for a lot of those sellers. And unfortunately, like you said, 7,000 couldn't realize their dream. We here at the Carol Royce team have systems to ensure that your house will sell fast and for top dollar. We have all sorts of different cash offer options as well. So we're the team that has the options and possibilities.
Let's talk about that. So absolutely. So we're not in a box, Vicki.
No, we're not in a box.
No, we're not. We can do cash offers if you want cash offer, multiple cash offers, not just one, correct?
Correct.
Multiple cash offers. If you do not like that cash offer, what should you do with it? Tear it up.
Tell them to go pound sand.
That's right.
And there's some folks that are seeing right now that there's different strategies. Basically, these cash offers, they might be hitting on one house or another area or location in the Valley, but sometimes selling the traditional way where maybe you only open your house up for an hour or two.
Right.
Sometimes that actually can net you more money. But we advise you and we give you that information and you get to make that decision. It's all about education at the Carol Royce team.
Well, that's so very true. So, you know, so if you just don't want people in your house, and you're afraid that the traditional way would bring too many people in your house? No. What happens, Josh, realistically, is once we put that home on the market and when it goes to coming soon or it goes to the multiple list service, nobody gets in that house, number one, without talking to the Carol Royce team, correct?
Exactly. We make sure that the buyers who are coming through are qualified, that they can actually afford the house and they're not wasting time.
And ready today.
Exactly.
And ready today. And then we let them in. And then those buyers get to come in. And 9 times out of 10, Vicki, it only takes 2 or 3.
That's right. Absolutely. Just a couple buyers. Mm-hmm. And it can net you more money, put more money in your pocket. But we're going to educate you on what's right for you and your family, and you'll make that right decision. So, Carol and Josh, let's take a look at what's going on in the under a million market.
Yeah.
So these are the single-family detached homes priced.
This is where most of our players are playing, right?
Under $1 million. Mm-hmm. Currently, there are only 2,617 single-family detached homes for sale on the market right now. The average listing price for those homes, it's gone up $524,868. Average days on market, 44 days. So let's take a look. The homes that are under contract in escrow, these have buyers on them. They're going through their home inspection, all those good things, getting their mortgage, or they might be paying cash. There's 8,855 single-family homes under contract in escrow.
Okay, so see, there is fluid in the market. It is fluid. So 8,800 people went out, looked at houses, found one, made an offer, got it accepted, and right now they're in the inspection process.
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
The average price for those homes are $498,000. Days on market, averaging 33 days. Now, if we just take a look at what closed escrow since last week's show, we had 1,510 homes close escrow here in the Valley, single family detached, under $1 million. The average price for those homes, $503,901. And average days on market, 32 days.
So with 32 days, and that's pretty consistent, 32 days, 33 days, 44 days. So we're seeing that at least you've got 30 days. So Josh, that doesn't mean that houses are selling in a day or an hour. There are some that are, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are some that are. But this gives me hope that there is some time for you to go out and to look at houses and not have to make a decision on the spot immediately.
Yeah.
Some of you may want to do that. But when I see that the average days for the actives are 44, 33 for those under contract, you've got a little time, Vicki.
You do. You know why that is, Carol and Josh, why days on market are going up? Because look at the price points.
Yes.
As the price points go up,
affordability,
days on market,
yes,
go up. And so the buyers have a little more time to make that decision. Are there homes that still go on the market and sell?
Of course.
Lightning fast? Absolutely. But then there's other homes where it might take 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 30 days. So if you're taking a look at a lot of these neighborhoods around the valley, you'll see that a lot of them are averaging around that 30-day market time right now.
You know, Vicki, from your report, there's something else that I found very, very interesting, because you say that the active for sale average price is 500, let's just call it 525,000.
Okay.
Okay. I can go back to 2019, and I can tell you that price was closer to 350 to 375.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was just having a conversation with my husband this morning, and it wasn't long ago where we were in the twos.
I know.
And then we went to the threes real fast. We jumped into the fours, and look at this.
Yeah.
Before we know it, we're here in the fives. Well, the closings are happening at that 50, let's call it 504 if we're rounding numbers up, 504,000.
So, again, you know, we did talk about the middle class getting priced out of housing, Josh, and this report just, again, it just goes in and it just solidifies that because when you take a look at these prices, it wasn't that many years ago when $500,000 was a really pretty high price to buy a home in Maricopa County.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that price point has definitely come up a ways.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's not uncommon for us to go out on these appointments and folks bought the home, you know, just a few years back, and they might have paid $275,000 for the house, and now the home is worth $500,000 to $550,000.
They can't believe it. Many of them
can't
believe
how much equity. And Josh, you're in that same boat with your own personal residence. So it's just shocking. And that's why it's so important to get into homeownership. Because without homeownership, you're not building that equity.
You can't save that kind of money in a short time frame. You can't save $200,000 in a 2 year period. You can't do it at most of our salaries, at most of our hourly wages. So, Josh, in 4 years, you've amassed $250,000 in equity, pure equity.
Yeah, it's been amazing. And it's been so gratifying to be able to help so many first time home buyers do the same thing.
Well, we've had a great show today, and we just want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for listening to the Carol Reese Real Estate Show right here on 550 KFYI. We had an amazing evening last night.
Yes, we did.
Save the Family at their annual gala. And we always say, when you refer the Carol Reese team or you use the Carol Reese team, you help save families. And that affects local lives right here in our community.
Because a portion of our income from the Carol Reese team goes to Save the Family.
Thank you again for listening to our show today. If you want to get in touch with us, call us at 480-776-5231, or you can always go to highestprice.com. See you next week.